California lawmakers have to vote this year on whether to extend the state's signature climate change plan. It's called Cap and Trade, and it's under attack from environmental groups. From member station KPCC, Emily Guerin reports.
In Wilmington, California, residential streets dead end at oil refineries. Diesel trucks crawl through neighborhoods, carrying containers from the nearby ports. Longtime resident Magali Sanchez Hall walks me down her street of modest one-story homes.
The people that live here, the mother died of cancer. The people that live here, three people died of cancer.
The state's own research has found that people here are about twice as likely to get cancer as the average person in Greater Los Angeles. That's mostly due to diesel, but also the toxic chemicals that come out of refineries along with greenhouse gas emissions. Sanchez Hall wipes her finger across the hood of a car.
Es un polvito como negro.
It's a black dust, she says. So given all this, you might think that Sanchez Hall would be excited about California's fight to get polluting companies like refineries to reduce their emissions. Instead, she and others say California's signature climate change program is failing them.
You know, when I first heard about cap and trade, I couldn't conceive how pollution had become a commodity to profit from.
Standing next to a refinery in Wilmington, I talked to Alicia Rivera with Communities for a Better Environment. She explains how cap and trade works. First, the state sets an overall cap on carbon emissions. Then, in order to meet it, companies have three choices. First, they can cut their emissions directly. Second, they can buy and sell permits that allow them to keep emitting. Or third, they can make up for their emissions by reducing them somewhere else, say by planting a tree farm. This is called an offset, and environmental justice activists like Rivera hate these the most.
We don't care if they have a project for tree planting elsewhere. When are they going to reduce pollution here?
A recent study found that emissions in places like Wilmington actually increased during the first 2 years of cap and trade.
It's probably premature to try to judge the program's total effectiveness at this point because it hasn't been in effect very long, only a couple of years.
Dave Klegern is with the California Air Resources Board, which runs the cap and trade program. He says the state is listening to the environmental justice community. His agency is proposing that refineries cut their emissions by 20%. But they also want to keep cap and trade around because auctioning off carbon credits generates a lot of money. And by law, about a third of that money must benefit people living in disadvantaged communities.
What we have basically is a balancing act where we need to be able to keep the economy alive, keep public health improving, and balance all of these suggestions and concerns.
But some environmental justice advocates are so frustrated, they're talking about suing the state. They want the state to scrap cap and trade in favor of something that guarantees direct emissions reductions in places like Wilmington, where every day, polluted air affects even the smallest decisions, like where to work out. Longtime resident Magali Sanchez Hall drives me by an empty park just down the street from her house.
See, I try to come to exercise here at this park. A lot of people do. But it just feels weird to be exercising and breathing all this, you know? It's just weird.
For NPR News, I'm Emily Guerin in Wilmington, California.